lots of people think that birds cannot smell. And this has been what I like to call a piece of unnatural history for more than 200 years. Even John James Audubon, the famous ornithologist, a couple hundred years ago ran some experiments where he determined that turkey vultures, in fact, could not smell. Well, it turns out he was wrong. He designed his experiment improperly. And in the last 40 years or so, we've actually discovered that lots of birds use their senses of smell. In fact, every bird that's been tested has a fully functional olfactory system or sense of smell. Crested auklets are really useful for studying the sense of smell in birds because of several things. First of all, they have a really striking citrusy-like scent to their plumage that's elevated during the breeding season. And this odor is actually corresponds with an equally striking social display called the ruff sniff. So the ruff is the region of the body along their nape on the back of their neck, and individuals actually rub their faces and their nostrils in the scented nape plumage of a prospective mate or a prospective display partner. Well, there's a couple practical applications to our research. The first is just adding to the general knowledge of our understanding about how birds behave. And this is really at a fundamental level that has all sorts of implications for species recovery and so forth. Up until now, this entire mode of communication in birds has been ignored, that of the chemical senses. And we're discovering that odors or body odors that birds produce actually have meaning and social function. And it may be involved in finding a mate or determining if you're dominant over another individual. And it really explains to us how and why birds interact with one another.